Because of the way the melody is structured in this section A, I want to work on it in groups of three measures. So here are section A's first three measures, measures 3, 4, 5. The arpeggio on the left hand is a G7 with a C in the bass. So I hit the C with the fifth finger. Then I'll play the F above that with the third, and G above that with the second, and then the B above that with the first. We'll have this for two measures, so that means we'll have this arpeggio a total of four times. Now when we play it the first time right hand, we'll play that G above middle C again with finger two. So we have that when the left hand plays the C, the pedal goes up and down. Then left hand, F, G, B. Then we repeat that. Right hand plays this G, left hand plays that C. Then left hand, F, G, B. Then left hand, we play that arpeggio two more times by itself. And then we get a new arpeggio. Left hand, you'll play the C again under your fifth by itself. The pedal will go up and down. Then you'll play the G above that with finger two, then middle C with finger one. With it, right hand, play the C above middle C with your fifth. Then left hand back to the G under your second. And then left hand, play the E below middle C with your third. With it, right hand, play the B under your fourth. So these sit together. The left hand plays the G under its second again, up to middle C with its first. With it, right hand play the A below the B you just played. And the left hand back to the G below middle C, but this time with finger four. And that gets us through measure five. Let's take a look at the next group of measures.